Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Sade is seated on the davenport, carefully mending a feminine undergarment, while Vic, newly arrived home from the office, stands beside the library table, removing his hat and overcoat. Listen.
There's a strong touch of spring in there.
Yes, warm as toast.
Oh, I doubt if a person would quite boil.
I walked all the way home with my coat unbuttoned.
Oh, were you out today?
Dottie and I run downtown.
Must not have stayed long.
We didn't.
Oh, I believe I'll toss my lid Macintosh on the chair for the time being.
Too tired to take him in the hallway?
Yeah. Mm. Bear?
Yes, lovely letter from Bear.
Oh?
It's there on the library table. Hand it to me, I'll read it to you. They've all had cold. Eunice was out of school 2 days with hers. I've sure slept up.
Why?
He hasn't written a word the best about Dottie living next door. You'll think I'm a fine one.
Here's your letter.
Just a second. This has to be laid down just right. Pretty nightgown?
Uh-huh.
It'll be still prettier once I get the insertion done. Don't know that I want 2 rows, though, after all.
Nothing wrong, is there, kiddo?
No, why?
I somehow get the impression there's something tense in your behavior.
Oh, really?
Your demeanor suggests an inward turmoil.
Ish, what crazy talk.
Certain jerkiness in the muscles, a certain drawn expression in the face.
The spring weather works on your imagination.
I suppose.
Well, here's what Bessie says. Dear sister in law, thought I would write and see how you were feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap has behaved itself since early February. Knock wood. You say I look funny?
Yes.
You said the expression on my face was peculiar?
Not so peculiar, I feel I ought to call the doctor.
I did let myself get kind of halfway the least little bit upset this afternoon. I made the mistake of letting Miss Applewright bother me.
Where'd you see her?
In the underwear down at the Hamilton.
Pulled some la-di-da stuff on you, did she?
Took pics on Dottie. Out of a clear sky without any provocation.
I hope Dottie hit back.
No, she didn't. Dottie was taken by surprise. She didn't expect any friends of mine to insult her. She likes everybody and expects everybody to like her.
What'd my Applewright say?
Oh, nothing. It's foolish of me to even let myself be disturbed. Once a person considers the source, they realize it's ridiculous to waste the time. Darn it, though, why would anybody be so mean? Miss Applewright had never met Dottie before. She had no reason to dislike her.
Oh, you take an old crab apple like that. They seem to enjoy hurting
her. Yes. Here's what Bessie says. Dear sister-in-law, I thought I would write and see how you were feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap has behaved itself since early February. Knock wood. I suppose you people have been having the same rotten weather we have. Walter read in the Chicago paper where downstate Illinois has had 7 cold waves in succession. Ha ha. Have we had that many?
Wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Right out of a clear sky.
Right out of a clear sky what? Can't you make out Bess's handwriting?
Oh, I guess I was talking to myself.
Kiddo, something is eating you.
Oh, my mind keeps hopping back to this afternoon like a dance.
My Applewright?
Yeah.
Did she out and out insult Daddy?
In that nasty, dirty, la-di-da way of hers.
What'd she say?
Oh, I'm not even going to think about it. Not worth the trouble.
Okay.
Started off by not getting the name straight.
No?
Being Frabble.
Oh, sure.
That's a fine, wonderful la-di-da trick I've heard her pull off before. Dottie and I bumped into her there in underwear, see, and I was my simple, silly self. I was glad to run across somebody I knew. I was anxious to introduce people to Dottie, you know.
Sure.
So I run up giggling and gushing like a nitwit. Miss Applewright, I says, this is my friend I told you about, Miss Brainfeeble. Miss Applewright got that frozen, polite expression on her face. Axle grease and peach butter, of course, but she might just as well take a paintbrush and paint on her forehead, I'm better than you are.
Oh, but Pete.
No, I mean that. so happy Miss Bean Fraddle, she said.
Oh.
Bean Fraddle.
Oh, I wouldn't let myself get upset over some old choke cherry that
you're
tries to
get you're from here, Illinois, I understand, Miss Bean Fraddle, she says. Did you attend college there? College. You can tell by one look at her. Daddy never went to college.
Hmm.
No, says Daddy, I didn't. High school then, says Miss Apparat.
Daddy never went to high school either, did she?
No.
Did Daddy know she was being insulted?
Not at first. Why should she? I was introducing her to a lady that was supposed to be a friend of mine. What reason on the face of the earth would she have for thinking any friend of mine would out of a clear sky... Oh, ish on it. Ish on it.
Sure.
So ridiculous, not worth the bother.
That's right. Well, yeah, it was Bessie's letter.
But the meanness of it. The rotten meanness of it. Here I go tripping up to Miss Apparat with my fat friend from Marion, Illinois. So proud and happy to introduce her around and have her acquainted with people. And you'd think we were both simple-minded countryside.
Oh, forget it, kiddo.
Well, I try to, but the whole business comes back and sticks in my throat.
As you point out, it's so ridiculous it's not worth the bother.
Daddy and I cut our shopping short and walked home without talking or even looking at each other.
Why was that?
Well, you were ashamed, I guess.
Oh,
gosh. Mr. Bean Fraddle, says Miss Apparat, all sweet and oily and hateful. Wasn't I told he deals in junk?
Oh, Sunday.
There's nothing wrong with a person dealing in junk, of course, but what a way to put it.
After manner of speaking, Chuck does deal in junk.
Yes, he represents a manufacturing company that makes toys and gewgaws and knickknacks and trash. Junk, I suppose, sure. But goodness.
Mm. Read Bess's letter, Dr. Sleech.
Yeah, we've talked long enough about this.
Read Bess's letter.
Well, here's what Bess says.
Huh?
Dear sister and all, thought I would write and see how you were feeling. We are fine, and well, oh, as a jab about Daddy's weight.
Oh, kiddo,
I just want to tell you this one thing.
Okay.
I think you like this climate, Miss Bean Fraddle, says Miss Apparat. It builds up a person.
Ouch.
How do you like that?
Dirty.
Daddy weighing almost 200 pounds, and Miss Apparat telling her the climate here had built her up.
Dirty, dirty.
I'll say dirty.
However,
and me and Daddy standing there grinning and nodding like a couple simpletons. Why, Vic, I felt so ashamed, actually, I could... Oh, and about Dottie's loud laugh.
Read me, Bessie's letter.
Dottie laughs loud. We all know that. But do we ever mention it to her?
No.
Well, I'll say we don't. It took fine, wonderful, grand, la-di-da, Miss Apparat, a perfect stranger, to do that.
Did Miss...
Goodness, Miss Bean Fraddle, says Miss Apparat, kind of affectionate and scolding like you talk to a child or a feeble-minded person. Did someone tell you I was hard of hearing? Because Dottie burst out in one of her loud laughs.
I suppose.
Miss Apparat even shook her finger at her, chiding. Dottie shut up like a clam. I could have sunk through the floor.
Well.
The miserable part of it, of course, was my helplessness. I stood there grinning and nodding and taking it like a sick sheep.
I suppose.
Oh, well, heavens. Miss Apparat is ignorant and nothing but ignorant.
That's right.
Instead of letting myself get worked up, I ought to be laughing.
Sure. Read Bess's letter.
Yeah. Dear sister, no. Thought I would write and see how you're...
Sit down a ways, kiddo. You read me that about 9 times.
Oh,
She was talking about the 7 cold waves in succession in downstate Illinois. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here. I suppose Vic is still having high old times down in his lovely office. It would be so nice if you folks could run up. Yuncy said the other day she almost forgot what Uncle Vic looked like. It's been so long. Ha ha. I've been just awfully busy these days, mate. Walter and I papered both bedrooms and was at a job. Also, we knocked down the partition between the coal room and the fruit room down in the basement in order...
What's the matter? Can't you make out the handwriting? What's the matter, kiddo?
Nothing.
You act like something's the matter.
No.
Huh?
I'll read Bessie's letter.
Okay.
Dear sister, no. I would write and see how you were feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap has saved the past since early February. I suppose you people have been having the same rotten weather we have. Water runs into royal paper when it's constant, Illinois has had 7 cold waves.